请我们大家一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our head in silent prayer.
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日聚会，我们一起唱诗432首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service. Please sing hymn 432. Please be seated.
我们谢谢领诗的人在诗歌崇拜的时候带领我们唱的那几首诗。
We thank the hymn leader for presenting the hymns and help us sing.
借着诗歌让我们能够感受到在主耶稣里头我们真的能够可以享有安静平安。
It is through the hymn praise that we are able to enjoy the peace in Christ.
借着会前的这一首诗也再一次的提醒我们，当我们聚集在一起，是一件多么有福气、感谢神的事情。
Through the hymn that we just sung, we realize what a blessed event it is for us to all gather together and worship God.
当我们以一个欢喜虔诚的心，奉主的名聚集在一起。
When we gather in His name with a joyful heart,
我们知道在这里的祷告祈求，我们要蒙他的垂听。
We know that whatever our prayer requests are, He will listen.
我们知道我们在这里的唱诗赞美 得找他的悦纳。
We know that our praises of hymnals will be accepted.
我们也知道他所应许我们的平安喜乐要充满在我们的当中。
We also know the joy and peace that He promised to us will be filled amongst us.
在正道之前，我们一起同心跪下来感谢祷告。
So before the sermon begins, let's all kneel down and give a thankful prayer to Him.
就整个宇宙以及我们的生活秩序是一个很重要的原则。
Looking at the entire universe and our life, we know that order is very important.
这宇宙当中许许多多的星球，它们都很有秩序的在运转着。
When we look at the universe and at all the planets and stars, they all move around in a very organized fashion.
所以让我们整个大环境适合于我们很安然的来居住。
And in this way, we are able to have stability in our living environment.
当我们开车子在马路上有很多的交通号志以及我们熟悉的一些交通规则。
When we're driving on the road, we see many traffic signs and traffic laws that we need to obey.
所以我们就在开车这件事情上面，我们又觉得比较有安全。
And because of this, we feel more secure as we drive down the road.
有时候这个车速突然慢下来有一点拥挤。
Sometimes the speed will slow down and causing some sort of a traffic jam.
我们更靠近了就发现说是交通号志坏掉了。
And as we draw closer, we realize the signal lights are out.
如果在交通很比较繁忙的地方甚至就要有警察在那边指挥交通。
If it is a very busy intersection, the police would have to be there to direct the traffic.
啊，或者的话，可能会更拥挤，甚至可能会有一些啊车祸发生。
Otherwise, the traffic will come to a stand halt, and even there will be accidents.
啊，因为大家啊彼此珍惜啊对方的安全。
And because everyone shows concern for each other's safety.
大家都信任所定出来的这些交通条规。
And everyone obeys and trusts in the rules and traffic regulations.
如果大家都能够这样子互相的信任，彼此相爱，那么这个交通事故就会减到最低的程度。
And if everyone would obey by all the traffic laws and have respect and care for one another, then it will reduce the traffic accident to the minimal.
啊，所以秩序的维持啊，需要互相的信任以及互相啊彼此的相爱。
Therefore, the maintenance of order requires the mutual trust and love.
所以互信互爱啊，成为我们建立生活秩序的一个啊很重要的原则。
Mutual trust and love becomes a very important cornerstone in our life.
在哥林多前书里头，保罗也跟哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹来谈到这个秩序的问题。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote to the brothers and sisters concerning the importance of order.
因为唯有互信互爱才能够帮助我们解决很多的问题。
Because only with mutual trust and love would it help us resolve many issues.
这样子也能够帮助我们来面对很多的困难。
It would also help us overcome many problems.
当问题能够解决，困难能够面对，我们就能够拥有一个更和谐的生活。
When we are able to confront the problems and deal with them, resolve them successfully, we will have a better life.
但是秩序的问题或多或少的总是会存在我们的生活里头。
But the matter of order will come across our life in varying degrees.
所以在当时哥林多地区的弟兄姐妹的生活当中，也是有秩序的问题的存在。
In the time of the Corinthian church, there was also a problem dealing with order.
从哥林多前书十一章到十四章保罗提到三件事情。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 to chapter 14, Paul mentions three issues.
这三个问题都跟秩序有关系。
These three issues all have to do with order.
第一个是有关拟人蒙头的事情。
First is propriety and worship, dealing with a woman and wearing scarf.
第二个是提到有关恩赐的问题。
The second is regarding the gift from God.
第三个是有关于用灵言讲道的问题。
And third talks about the preaching in spiritual tongue.
我们就以第一个例子来稍微看一下。
So let's study the first example.
我们来看看当时的情形以及现象。
Let's study the historical background.
在哥林多那个社会里头如果一个女人她不蒙头，就等于是她把头发剃掉。
In the time of the Corinthian church, if a woman does not wear a veil over her head, and it's as if she has shaved her head.
那一个剃掉头发的女人，这是一个羞辱。
For a woman whose head is shaved, it's considered to be a public disgrace.
所以不蒙头等于头发剃掉等于羞辱。
Therefore, to be unveiled, It equals to public disgrace.
那所以在哥林多教会里头他们就有这种随着当地的这个风俗女人蒙头。
And so the Corinthian church, the historical background is that the women need to wear a veil over their head.
那这也成为一个顺服的记号。
And this also becomes a mark of obedience.
那当时的现象就是有人他们有妇这个教会的姐妹他们觉得说他们不要蒙头。
And in those days, there were some church sisters who felt they should they don't need to be covered with their head.
啊，表面上来看啊，原因可能是因为在基督耶稣里头，我们是得着自由。
On the surface, it seems as if in Christ we have received liberty.
啊，所以我们不一定要受这种习惯风俗的这种捆绑束缚。
So we don't necessarily have to be tied or binded by the customs.
哦，所以表面上来看啊，这好像是一种自由。
So on the surface, it appears that we are exercising our personal freedom.
啊，但是事实上的里头的动机呢，啊，是包括着对顺服的一种对抗。
But in fact, underneath that surface, it belies a sort of rebellion against submission.
啊，那另一个动机，也就是借着信仰啊，来成为自己的一种夸口、骄傲。
And another motivation is that they can use the freedom of faith to become their reason for boasting.
那保罗啊，来帮助他们啊，面对这样的争执，来啊，教他们如啊，来啊，教他们如何处理。
And Paul taught them how to deal with this issue.
那保罗的论点呢，就是以这个秩序啊来做啊来做基础。
So Paul's argument. He started with the basis of propriety and order.
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章第三节。
First Corinthians 11, verse 3.
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
啊，保罗要提升他们的这种观念看法。
Paul wanted to elevate it, their perception and their concept.
啊，我们要专注的啊，不是在人与人之间，我们更要专注的是基督是个人的头。
What we should focus on is not just a matter of an interpersonal relationship, but our relationship to Christ as our God, as our head.
当我们在过着顺服的生活的这个当中啊，我们的最终目标，我们是在顺服主耶稣基督。
When we live a submissive life, we do so in submission to Christ the Lord.
就好像说我们在生活当中，我们做很多事情。那个终极的目标，我们是为了主耶稣基督而做。
Just like in our life, we do many things, but the goal of all our activity should be to glorify our Christ and to submit to Him.
哦，所以在公司里头上班的，我们能够很尽责任、很快乐的来把我们的事情尽本分的把它做好。
And if we work in a company, we can be responsible and do the best of our ability to finish our assignment.
我们不但是为我们的公司、为我们的老板在做，我们更是为主耶稣而做。
We are no longer working for our boss, but rather we are working for God.
所以保罗来强调的那个真正的头是主耶稣基督。
Therefore, Paul emphasizes the true head is Jesus Christ.
我们再看哥林多前书十一章十二节。
First Corinthians 11, verse 12.
十二节，因为女人原是由男人而出，男人也是由女人而出，但万有都是出乎神。
For as woman came from man, as also man was born of woman, but everything comes from God.
其实顺服这件事情，无论是弟兄，无论是姐妹，都不需要去对抗。
So when we talk about submission, it's not something that any of us should rebel against.
无论是弟兄，无论是姐妹，对神来说，我们都应该是顺服的。
Whether we are men or women, brothers or sisters, when we deal with God, we need to submit to God.
所以保罗最后给他们下了一个结论。
And Paul gave them a conclusion.
就是神的教会啊，在其他的地区，他们并没有这个蒙头的这一种习惯。
Because of all the churches, many other churches do not have this contentious issue of head covering.
所以就不用刻意的要姐妹蒙头来表示这个顺服。
So we don't have to necessarily force the sisters to veil their head in order to show their submission.
而在哥林多地区的这些姐妹啊，她们啊也不用以这种不蒙头来作为这种反传统的一种举动。
And the Corinthian sisters do not need to force themselves to be unveiled in order to show that they rebel against the social custom.
不用这种反传统来凸显自己是自由的，甚至来凸显自己。
They don't need to show themselves to be superior to the social custom by fighting against it.
我们今天主要的重点，我们一起来思考一下。 我们如何在我们的家里头，在教会里头来建立起这种这个父信父爱。
So what I would like to study today is how we can establish a mutual trust and love within our family and church.
我们从哥林多前书11章到14章，我们把它归纳出几个项目，我们一起来努力。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to 14, we can categorize a few issues and we can strive toward those directions.
第一个就是我们过着尊主伟大的生活。
First is we need live a life of considering God as our, of respecting God and revering Him.
哥林多前书11章第3节我们所念过的，基督是个人的头。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, it says that Christ is the head of everyone.
因为这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
因为他就是一切的来源。
For He is the source of everything.
因为他也是救恩的来源。
For He is also the source of salvation.
我们请看哥罗西书第1章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第1章16节。
Colossians 1 verse 16.
16节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。 一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
宇宙当中只有一个来源。
In this universe, there is only one source of power.
主耶稣基督，他就是一切的源头。
For Jesus Christ Himself is the origin of all things.
一切我们所看得见、看不见的，都是为了主耶稣而造的。
Everything that is visible or invisible were created for the sake of Christ.
今天我们的蒙拣选也是为了主耶稣而蒙拣选。
Today we are chosen because for the sake of Christ.
17节。
Verse 17.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
18节。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And He is the head of the body, the Christ. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy.
所以过着父信父爱的生活，就是。 以这个为基础。
So if we wish to live a life of mutual trust and love, we need to use this as our baseline.
所以当主耶稣他来到世间的时候，他也是这样子来给我们留下榜样。
When Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, he conducted his life in this way to leave us a good example.
在人的时空里头，我们看到有父有子。
In a restricted time and space of men, we see that there exists the Father and the Son.
那主耶稣他总是尊父为大。
And we see how Lord Jesus always respected the Father and his wishes.
我们请看约翰福音第5章。
Turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音5章19节。
John 5 verse 19.
19节，耶稣对他们说：“我实实在告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的，是子照样照样做。”
Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
其实从人来看，这个父子的关系啊，就是父信父爱的关系。
From a human perspective, the relationship between a father and son really is based on mutual trust and love.
这个子是父所爱的。
The son is the beloved of the father.
而父相信父。
And the son believes in the father.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们要过着这种父信父爱的生活。
Therefore, in our daily life, we need to live a life of mutual trust and love.
我们的生活就会更加的有秩序。
In this way, we will find order in our life.
我们的生活就会充满着和平安跟喜乐。
And our life will be filled with peace and joy.
我们来看一对夫妇的例子。
Let's look at an example from a couple.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章38节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
38节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开她去了。
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
玛利亚她相信神借着天使长加百列对她所说的话。Angel
believes, Mary believes in the words that angel have delivered.
所以她玛利亚就说。 这个使女，我是主的使女，就照着你对我说的话，在我身上来成就。And
so she responded by saying, I'm the Lord's servant, may it be to me as you have said.
玛利亚她尊主为大。And
Mary really respected the Lord's wishes.
46节。
Verse 46.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大。It
says, my soul glorifies the Lord.
那事实上， 这样说是很简单，但是事实上，在她生活里头，她是要面对着很大的问题、很大的困难。And
of course, it's much easier to speak the words because actually in her life she is confronting a very huge difficulty.
在当时的那样的社会里头，玛利亚还没有出嫁，她就有了身孕。In
those days and the social customs, she was not yet married, and now she was already conceived.
果然她的未婚夫这个约瑟发现这个玛利亚有了身孕，他就想要暗中把她休了。And
quite naturally, her future husband saw that she became pregnant and wanted to divorce her secretly.
当天使向约瑟来显现。But
the angel appeared to Joseph.
天使告诉约瑟，玛利亚所怀的胎是从圣灵来怀胎的。And
the angel told Joseph that she is conceived through Holy Spirit.
这两个人，玛利亚跟约瑟，他们都愿意尊主为大。And
both Mary and Joseph, they really respected God.
所以他们能够互相来信任。Therefore,
they are able to mutually trust each other.
所以他们也更能够彼此来相爱。Therefore,
they could further love one another.
所以他们一起来度过那个问题，那个困难。
Thus, they were able to together overcome this problem.
主的爱就充满在他们夫妻的生活里头。
The love of God filled amongst this couple.
那他们就在这样有秩序里头，他们来得着最大的安慰，最大的鼓励。
And under this orderly circumstance, they are able to receive the greatest encouragement.
我们如何在生活当中能够互信互爱？
In our life, how are we able to achieve mutual trust and love?
我们要努力地去执行，去建立应该有的秩序。
We need to endeavor and strive to establish order in our life.
请看哥林多前书14章。
1 Corinthians 14.
哥林多前书14章40节。
1 Corinthians 14, verse 40.
40节，凡事都要规规矩矩地按着次序行。
But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
我们要努力地在我们的生活里头，来照着规矩来建立秩序。
So in our life, we need to do our best to follow rules and make sure they are nice and orderly.
就我们个人来讲，我们要 努力的去过着一种合乎优良的这种礼仪道德的规范。
Speaking from a personal perspective, we have to live in an ethical and moral way.
我们的生在生活里头，我们要尽量的去建立起一种非常有秩序、很正常的这种生活习惯、生活作息。
So how are we able to establish a very orderly and routine lifestyle?
这样能够帮助我们跟别人一起来建立起这种互信互爱的生活。
When we are able to establish this kind of orderly lifestyle, then it will help to promote mutual trust and love with each other.
这一定能够帮助我们解决很多问题，面对很多困难。
It would also help us to overcome many problems and confront them.
我们来看约瑟的例子。
Let's look at the example of Joseph.
约瑟他很努力的来规范自己，来生活在应该有的这个道德规范里头。
Joseph worked really hard to confine himself to follow all the rules of God.
所以在有犯罪的机会当中，他提醒自己，我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神？
And even given the opportunity to sin, he responded by saying, "How can I sin so wickedly against God?"
神信任他，他也爱神，也相信神。
Because God believes in him, and therefore he responded by respecting God and fearing him.
他在波提法的家里头，他成为一个可以被信任的人。
In the household of Potiphar, he became a respected person.
所以波提法能够将家里所有的事情都交代给他。
He became so trustworthy that Potiphar entrusted him with every matter within the household.
因为约瑟他努力的来过着一个在道德规范里头作息很正常的生活。
It is because Joseph was able to constrain himself so that he lived within moral and ethical boundaries of God.
所以他跟他的主人波提法之间他们就建立起这种互爱互信的这种关系。
As a result, Joseph was able to establish a relationship of mutual trust and love with his master.
所以当遇到了问题。
Therefore, when the problem arrives,
这个约瑟被诬告了。
Joseph was falsely accused.
照说这个在那个时代波提法是可以把约瑟处死。
In those days, the master could have easily sentenced him to death.
为什么波提法只是把他下在他所管的自己所管的监狱里头？
Why did Potiphar only send Joseph to the prison under his control?
因为他信任约瑟，他爱约瑟。
It is because Potiphar believes and trusted and loved Joseph.
为什么约瑟不把这个整个事情的真相给他讲出来？
Why didn't Joseph reveal the truth behind this matter?
因为他爱这个他的主人波提法以及他的全家。
Because he loved his master Potiphar's entire household.
约瑟他努力的来建立他生活当中应该有的秩序。
Joseph worked really hard to establish order in his life.
他的生活里头就有互信，就有互爱。
And as a result, you can see there are evidence of mutual trust and love in his life.
在家庭里头，丈夫跟先生也很有需要这个生活在圣经给我们的这种秩序跟规范里头。
Within a family, it's also very vital that we live within the confines of the order and rules that the Bible established for us.
借着圣经的教导，让我们明白神他创造的这种秩序。
Through the teaching of God, we can learn that God really set up order in everything around us.
那神他造男造女是有他的目的。是有分别的。
God created man and woman for a special purpose.
丈夫先生在家庭里头都有他神赋予他应该有的这种角色跟责任。
In a household, both a husband and wife have their own special roles to play.
我们请看彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章第六节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 6。
新约337页彼得前书三章第六节
1 Peter 3:6，
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主，你们若行善不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
Like Sarah who obeyed Abraham and called him her master, you are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear。
在这里就用撒拉跟亚伯拉罕这对夫妇来做个比喻。
Scripture uses Sarah and Abraham as a comparison。
他们的家庭里头这个夫妻是有着一个秩序的存在。
We see that within this household there is order between the husband and wife。
所以我们也看到这个家庭它成为一个幸福的家庭，成为一个蒙福的家庭。
As a result, you can see that this family became a blessed one。
因为撒拉的在的这种站在这个他坚持守着他的这种顺服的这一个角色。
Because Sarah continued to play her role of submission to her husband as the master。
所以让亚伯拉罕也能够很顺服神的这样子来搬家来迁徙他所住的地方。
And this really helped Abraham in his obedience to God and being able to move around to wherever God told him to。
所以让他们的每一个脚踪里头都充满着神的爱跟神的祝福。
We can see that every step that they took, you can see evidences of God's love and blessing。
我们再看第七节
Verse 7，
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。
Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives。
因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样要叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
And treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers。
丈夫妻子都能够发挥他们本身合乎真理的这一种角色跟功能。
When both husbands and wives are able to play their role in the light of obedience to the truth of God，
那这个夫妻的关系就是互信互爱的关系。
Then you can see that between the husband and wife there is mutual trust and love。
这个夫妻蒙福，整个家庭就蒙福。
When husband and wife are blessed, the entire household is blessed。
夫妻是走在神所给的这个秩序里头。
And husband and wife walk within the order established in God's commandments。
那么这个家庭一定会是一个健康幸福的家庭。
And you will have assurance that this family will definitely be a healthy and blessed one。
同样的，在教会这个大家庭里头我们也是要努力的来建立起他的次序。
Likewise, within the greater household of God's family, we should also work hard to establish order。
这样子能够让我们的组织是 很简单容易而非常的灵活的。
So in this way, our organization will be simple and yet very flexible and alive。
很多事情都很容易的可以来协调。
Many matters will be easily coordinated。
有好的秩序就能够更加的同心同工。
When there is good order amongst us, we are able to work together for the common goal。
很多的事情就更容易来完成。
And many tasks will be easily completed。
我们请看《使徒行传》十三章
Acts 13。
使徒行传十三章第一节
Acts 13:1，
在安提亚的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼解的西面、古利奈人、路球、以分封之王西利同养的马念并扫罗。
In the church of Antioch there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Syrian, Manum, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul。
这里所提到这几个人可以说就是当时安提亚教会的职务会，是他们当时这个团体的核心。
And these few people who are mentioned here were the pillars of this church。
我们也可以看到这里所提到这些人，他们来自于不同的背景。
And we can also see that they come from different backgrounds。
那他们为什么能够凝聚在一起？因为他们的互信互爱。
Why were they able to work together as a team, it is because of their mutual trust and love.
因为这是一个很有秩序的一个的一个核心。
For it was a very organized, orderly core of people.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
他们同样的能同样的得到这样的一个启示。
And collectively they receive this inspiration from God.
从他们当中要差派两个人出去。
Amongst them, two will be sent off.
第三节。
Verse 3.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们出去了。
So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
那这两个人就接受差派，就出去了。
And these two people accepted their assignment and went off.
这是一个很有看起来将来看这是一个很简单而很有秩序的一个组织。
From this simple passage, we can see that this group of people really is very live in a very simple and orderly way.
那整个团体是充满着这种互信跟互爱。
And the entire body.They live in a way of mutual trust and love.
没有人反对说，那这两个人差派出去，那谁来这个教会里头就少了少了两个工人。
Nobody voiced disagreement or complaint saying, oh, if you sent them off, then what about the slack? Who's going to pick up the slack that they left?
被差派出去的也没有说，那为什么是我们两个人？不是别人。
And as for the two people who were sent off, they didn't complain by saying, "Why is it me? Why us? Why not others?"
所以让我们又看到说，怎样能够过的有着互信互爱的生活。
And so in this way, we are able to see what a proper way to this is how people should live in order to attain mutual trust and love.
就是能够互相尊重。
Which means we are to mutually respect each other.
尤其在一个团体里头，这样才能够完全的来发挥肢体的这种功能。
Especially within an assembly, a body of people, so in this way we can exercise our function to the fullest.
在家庭里头，夫妻也是一样的，要互相尊重。
In the family, husband and wife also need to respect each other.
是的，男女是有分别的。
And indeed, there are differences between man and woman.
但是两者之间互相需要。
But we all need each other.
我们夫妇之间互相需要，对互相需要这个对方的协助。
Husband and wife need each other's mutual assistance.
所以保罗才说，我们请再看回哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章十一节。
First Corinthians 11 verse 11。
然而照主的安排，你也不是无男，男也不是无女。
In the Lord, however, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman.
那另外在教会里头也是一样的长幼有秩序但是呢，大家互相的尊重。
The same principle applies in the church.There is a order and respect amongst members.
我们必须承认大家都会有不同层面的这一种差别。
And of course, we have to admit, everyone has varying levels of faith.
但是，但我们却是不是分歧的。
But it doesn't mean that we are disseparate.
大家能够互相去了解，互相去体谅。
We are not divided, but rather we are able to mutually understand and accept one another.
在必要的时候，在某些事情上面，大家是互相的来等待。
When the need arises, everyone work together toward the common goal.
请看出埃及记十七章。
Exodus 17.
在以色列出埃及的时候，在整个会众里头当然包括着各种不同的年龄层。
At the time of Israelites' exodus, of course, that included a group of people from many different age groups.
他们彼此之间是有差别的。
And there are differences between the different groups.
但是我们也看到他们是努力的在彼此之间互相来尊重。
But we can also see that they strive hard in order to respect each other.
在17章里头记载着他们打胜了出埃及在旷野路上的第一场征战。
Chapter 7 records that together they were able to win the first victory in the battle.
那一场战争是比较年轻的耶稣雅带领人出去战场实际上的征战。
In that battle, it was the younger Joshua who led the people into defeating the Amalekites.
而摩西带着两个长老一起到山上去。
And Moses, the elder one, brought two elders up to the mountain.
摩西在山上举手，一直到战争结束。
And Moses raised his hands in prayer until the battle was done.
他们打胜了那一场战争。
And they were victorious in that battle.
当他们在面对敌人的时候，他们是用彼此尊重。
When they confronted their enemy, they did so with mutual respect.
所以在这种互信互爱当中，他们来打胜这一仗。
And because out of mutual trust and love, they were able to become victorious.
请看17章的15节。
Chapter 17, verse 15.
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。 意思就是耶和华是我的旌旗。
Moses built an altar and called the Lord is my banner.
那最后，摩西一样的，他把整个事情提升到看神的那一个层面。And
in the end, we see how Moses elevated the entire event to glorifying God.
这是大家的功劳。For
this was a credit was given to everyone's.
不是因为我摩西在山上举手。
It wasn't because Moses' single effort of raising his hands in prayer on mountain.
也不是只是因为耶稣亚你们带领人勇敢的在征战。
Nor was it because Joshua himself and brought his warriors to be victorious in the battle.
摩西把那座坛起名叫耶和华尼西。
Moses built an altar and called it the Lord is my banner.
在我们彼此的尊重当中， 我们的基础也是在主耶稣这个基础上面。
As we mutually respect each other, we do so out of a basis for respect for God.
所以我们看到保罗他在指导这个哥林多教会的这件事情上面。So
we see how Paul taught the Corinthian church.
他不是用命令的口吻。He
did not order them.
他也是用这种尊重的态度来引导他们教导他们。
But instead, he used a respectful attitude in teaching them.
让他们能够明白道理，来顺从真理。
To help them understand and submit to the truth.
所以提到这个女人蒙头的事情。
When it came to the veiling of woman's head.
保罗说到说，不是所有的教会的姐妹都要蒙头。
Paul said it's not for every sister in the church to have her head veiled.
我们常常认为说统一才是同心。
We oftentimes feel that when everyone behave in the same way, so it will show that we are in one accord.
其实不是这样的。
But actually, that is not necessarily so.
其实有很多事情是有它的地方的特殊需要或者特殊性。
In many matters, it may be tailored to a particular locality.
比如说姐妹蒙头在哥林多这个地区是需要的。 在其他的地区就没有这个需要。
For instance, the veiling of sister's head was necessary only in Corinthian church, but not needed in the other churches.
所以就不用去统一说所有的姐妹都要蒙头。
So the church did not need to issue an edict saying that all the churches need to be unified for all the sisters to be veiled.
所以统一不等于同心。
So just because we are unified in certain action doesn't mean that we work together in one heart.
所以不要落入这样的盲点里头，为了强调同心，就常常也强调要统一。
So we should not fall into this kind of blind spot, thinking that in order to be unified, we have to do everything the same way.
如何让我们生活当中能够互信互爱？
How do we achieve mutual trust and love in our life?
我们要常常的去思想神的旨意，神的爱。
We have to often think about what is the will of God and His love.
我们请看创世纪五十章。
Turn to Genesis 50.
创世纪五十章十五节。
Genesis 50 verse 15.
十五节，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说：“或者约瑟怀恨我们，照我们从前待他的一切的恶，足足的报复我们。”
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?"
雅各死了，所以这个雅各的这些孩子们啊，他们心中对约瑟存着害怕。
Because Jacob passed away, Joseph's brothers were very frightened of him.
雅各把他们从饥荒的故乡带到有粮食的埃及。
Joseph brought his brothers from a land of famine into a land of plenty in Egypt.
但是现在这些哥哥们，他们不能够信任约瑟。
But now his brothers are distrustful of Joseph.
没有信任，就不会感受到爱。
When you distrust someone, you will not sense any love.
啊，其实约瑟他信任他的哥哥，他爱他的哥哥们。
But in fact, Joseph trusted and loved his brothers.
那约瑟如何来帮助他们能够有这种互信互爱呢？
So how was Joseph able to restore that sense of mutual trust and love?
约瑟明白神的旨意，明白神的爱。
For Joseph understood what was God's will and His love.
他帮助这些哥哥们来提升他们，来看到。神的旨意，看到神的爱。
He helped his brothers and elevate their understanding to see the will and the love of God.
请看十九节。
See verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?"
在这里，约瑟把神抬出来。
Here Joseph brought God into the picture.
二十节。
Verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
这些哥哥们本来只看到约瑟。
Previously, his brother only saw Joseph.
哦，人看人总是有很多的。这个猜疑在里头。
When we view only people, they will have many suspicions.
约瑟要他们看神。
But Joseph wanted them to lift their eyes to God.
在神的爱里头，那个爱才是完全的。
Within the love of God, will our love be truly complete?
在完全的爱里头，才能够除掉惧怕。
Only with complete love are we able to remove our fears.
这些约瑟的哥哥们，他们这样来看见神的旨意、神的爱，他们就不再害怕了，他们就放心了。
And the brothers of Joseph, once they have seen the will and the love of God, they were no longer frightened.
这个整个大家庭又重新有一个对的秩序。
And once again, this big household attained the order and trust.
因为对神的信，对神的爱，让他们彼此之间能够互信互爱。
And because of their trust and love toward God, they were able to attain trust and love amongst themselves.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
Therefore, we ask Lord Jesus Christ to help us.
让我们都能够用爱心、信心来建立起我们个人的生活。
To help us to build up our personal lives using trust and love.
让我们的生活更加的喜乐，更加的有盼望。
To make our lives be even more joyful and more hopeful.
我们也用信心、爱心来建立我们的家庭、我们的教会。
We also use trust and love to build out our family and our church.
我们一起唱诗122首。
Let's sing hymn 122.